This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As coronavirus cases rise, health officials are looking squarely at the Delta variant, and they're urging people to act fast. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The variant is surging, with CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky estimating it's now responsible for 83% of American COVID-19 cases.
In some parts of the country, the percentage is even higher.
Walensky says the vast majority of those with new cases are unvaccinated. In Miami, infectious disease expert Lillian Abbo says they're getting very sick very fast.
We were not seeing this in any of the other waves of the pandemic.
The advice here in Washington remains the same. From the nation's top Democrat,
get vaccinated,
to Congress's top Republican.
These shots need to get in everybody's arm as rapidly as possible.
Mitch McConnell says the alternative is a return to the pain of last fall. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The most comprehensive research yet estimates that India's excess deaths during the coronavirus pandemic were a staggering 10 times the official COVID-19 toll. Most experts believe India's official toll of 414,000 dead was a vast undercount, but the government has dismissed those concerns as exaggerated. As a report released Tuesday estimates excess deaths to be 3.4 million to 4.7 million since the pandemic began through last month. It calculated its figures by comparing deaths to those in pre-pandemic years, considering the virus prevalence in the population and using an existing economic survey. The report also estimated that India's initial virus surge last year killed many more people than reported. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has rejected an accusation by Washington and its Western allies that Beijing is to blame for a hack of the Microsoft Exchange email system. A foreign ministry spokesperson complained that Chinese entities have been hurt by the U.S. government cyber attacks. The spokesperson demanded Washington drop the charges announced against four Chinese nationals accused of working with the Ministry of State Security to try to steal U.S. trade secrets, technology, and disease research. The announcement that the Biden administration and European allies formally blamed Chinese government-linked hackers for ransomware attacks increased political pressure over long-running complaints against Beijing, but included no sanctions. China on Wednesday upgraded its emergency response to floods from level three to two, as heavy downpours ravaged the central province, according to the Ministry of Emergency Management. Torrential rains have lashed the central, western, and northern regions of Henan since July 17th and continue to wreak havoc as of Tuesday afternoon. Some rivers in the province, including tributaries of the Yellow and other rivers, have seen their water levels exceed warning levels. According to the Meteorological Department, as of 1400 Tuesday, average rainfall over the past 24 hours reached 253 millimeters. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says that the world needs to see that Japan can stage a safe Olympics. He spoke to Olympic officials in a closed-door meeting in Tokyo. Events start Wednesday, and the formal opening ceremony is scheduled for Friday. Tens of thousands of athletes, officials, and workers have been arriving in Japan amid a local state of emergency during the pandemic. The three biggest U.S. drug distribution companies and the drug maker Johnson & Johnson are on the verge of a $26 billion deal to settle lawsuits brought by state and local governments across the country over the toll of prescription opioids. That's according to lawyers suing on behalf of local governments. Full details of the settlement involving AmerisourceBergen and Cardinal Health and McKesson could come this week, but it could take months to get final approval from state and local governments. A $1 billion-plus deal involving the three distributors in the state of New York was also announced on Tuesday. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.